listening to Humbly Radio.
Body Trader Station. No joke about it.
Yo, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Can you hear me out there? Hopefully you can. If you still can't, that's something going on your end. Go ahead, fix them levels. You know what I'm saying? Adjust them things and get that thing right. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all are now tapping into the Low End Theory. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know who it is, man. I go by the name of Stay Fresh JF. You know what I mean? I'm here accompanied by my good brother, my good man. You know what I mean? My first mate, what's going on with you? The bearded host, he's tapped in. He's over there doing his thing on that. Yeah, you know what I mean? All love. It's all good, man. We're going to do it how we do it. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. But, man, this episode, man, is coming to you live from Humbly Radio, as y'all heard on the intro. So to my first time listeners, my last time listeners, man, I want to thank y'all for tapping in with me. Y'all can be doing anything. You can be with anybody. You know what I mean? Anywhere on God's green earth. But you right here tapped in with me doing the Low End Theory, man. I appreciate that, man. God knows I really do. Today, man, we're going to get into some chill shit. We're going to get into some, you know, some album reviews. This is what we normally do. This is what we typically do. You know what I mean? So we definitely got to, we got to start things off properly. You know what I mean? I've been seeing a lot of buzz around this dude, man. Seeing a lot of buzz around my man Reason. And justifiably so, man, because Top Dog don't miss. You know what I mean? So another added artist to that, you know, to that TDE roster, man, is definitely always something to look forward to. Definitely a project to look forward to, because Top Dog don't sign no scrubs. You know what I mean? So shout out to Reason. Shout out to Carson, California. You know what I mean? Shout out to Delamo. You know what I mean? The whole West Side of things, man. The West Side been going seriously crazy, man. Like we were saying on the last joint, Schoolboy Q.
Crazy.
You know what I mean? It's like, yo,
going crazy.
They going crazy over there on the West Side, man. For real, for real. And Reason, you know, is one of those artists that I feel like is in the vein of like that type of rap that I fucks with. You know what I mean? And that type of talks that I can get, you know, that I can really get into my bag and catch vibes with, and you know what I mean? Dissect some lyrics, and you know what I mean? And really vibe to some music. Definitely gonna get into that, man. Quick little throwback too, man. Bust just dropped some new joints, Extinction Level Event 2. You know what I mean? So we definitely gotta give it up to the OG Busta Rhymes. You know what I'm saying? From the leaders of the new school, y'all know what's going on with Bust. That nigga been dropping rhymes about, you know what, 20-30 years now. You know what I'm saying? 25-30 years now. You know what I mean? So, and since this is called Low End Theory, y'all should already know. Big ups, man, to the Q-Tip. Rest in peace to Fife Dawg. You know what I mean? Ali Shaheed Muhammad and all of the, you know, the Tribe Called Quest. You know what I mean? Vibes. And the only reason that I named this joint the Low End Theory is because I'm a huge fan of Q-Tip. I'm a huge fan of a Tribe Called Quest. I'm a huge fan of hip-hop, so y'all already know. And Busta Rhymes has roots and plants, you know what I mean? Firmly with the leaders of the new school and a Tribe Called Quest, the Jungle Brothers, Moni Love, Queen Latifah, and all that type of stuff, you know what I mean? I'm young, but I know what the fuck I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? For sure, for sure. So definitely going to get into that. Yo, and real quick, man, because 2020 is just going to keep on 2020, and man, we definitely got to send love and condolences out to Sean Connery, bruh.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, for real?
Yeah,
Sean Connery, bruh.
Took me by surprise.
Yo, and that's just, and I feel like that's just been going on like all year, like yep. Giants, bro. Yep. Like, you know what I mean?
He was 90.
He was old. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if he had any like health complications or anything. I don't know.
Yeah, he was always.
I didn't go into it, but yeah, man. When was it? Sunday? Not Sunday. Was it early Saturday? Saturday morning?
Friday or something like that.
Friday or something like that.
Friday, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I got the notification on my phone.
Yeah.
Like, damn.
Man, Sean Connery, a giant, man. One of my favorite joints from Sean Connery was Finding Forrester. You know what I mean? That's one of his, not as publicized roles, but you know what I'm saying? Growing up, that always struck a chord with me because the black dude, you know what I mean? And shout out to that actor. I don't know who that actor is, you know what I'm saying? But he was in a few flicks, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That played Jamal in Finding Forrester. But you know what I mean? That one really put the battery in my back. Like, it's all right to be a hood nigga that, you know what I'm saying, that can recite some Shakespeare on a punk bitch. You know what I'm saying? That it's cool to, like, you know what I mean, to hoop it up and kick it with the fly chicks and all that, and still be able to, you know, recite some James Baldwin or some, you know what I mean, or some Kipling. You know what I'm saying? Some literature, bro. It's all good to be sharp and be a hood nigga. It's all good, man. You know what I mean? That's what it's all about. Expanding your vision of things. And
you gotta be versatile.
Yeah, man. And that flick really put the battery in my back, man. But
you know, shout out to Sean Connery, man. Rest in peace, man. Fine peace, beloved. You know what I mean? He was Scottish, as far as I understand it to be, but, you know, James Bond, one of the fly James Bond cats back in the 60s and 50s. Mm-hmm. You know, I was born in the 90s, so, you know, my James Bond was Pierce Brosnan. Yeah. And the James Bond right now is Daniel Craig, which I think is the best one.
He's killing it.
He's catching the body right now.
I really feel like he's the best one. Like,
Daniel Craig, I think, is the best James Bond. Yeah.
To me.
Right.
I don't know what nobody else, you know, because different generations, they be like, oh, no, you're fucking this new screen stuff. Ain't it? Nah. Like, the dude is actually.
Daniel Craig is a so, fire.
I mean, like, I can always pay homage to those that came before.
No question.
You know, and if I feel like the ones that came before are better, then I would say that.
Right.
But.
Right.
Daniel Craig is the man right
now. To me, like, Daniel Craig's the best
one. Me.
But, you know, eulogies and respects paid and condolences paid to, you know, to Sean Connery, man. May he find peace. You know what I mean? Because that's a heavy loss for, for the artistic community, too. So,
facts.
Man, and that one set me back for real. So, you know, so on the way here, and not even to divert from the topic at hand, right? Because we definitely going to jump into New Beginnings from Reason, you know what I'm saying? Because that's definitely an album that I feel like is so much there that we can dissect. But before I even get into that, man, on the way over here to record the episode, man, excuse me, I saw like a procession of Trump supporters, like back to back. And, you know, my 9-to-5 is working in politics. So, and I don't know if these people are trolling. Boy, these people are serious. But the more and more I like really open my eyes and like really start canvassing the landscape and see what the hell is going on out here in a real way, bruh, this nigga Trump might seriously get another, you know what I'm saying? He might get another 4 years in office, bruh.
It's a real life thing though. Like, they not playing around, bro. I'm telling you.
Yo.
They not playing.
Not at all,
shit,
bro.
We not playing either. They might get some theme music like this.
You know what I'm saying? Play that. Play that shit. Yes, sir.
I mean, they
you know what I'm talking about?
Fuck around and catch this.
Listen, man,
playing.
this that real life Wakanda type shit going on right now. You feel me? Hey, yeah. Feel that shit. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean, like, feel that. Hey, we going back.
Listen,
we ain't playing with them.
We need everybody, man, and not to even, you know, to go off on the deep end. But listen, man, if you can hear me, man, and you're registered to vote, you know what I mean, and you're politically aware, you're socially aware, you know what I mean, you're culturally aware, man. Listen. Seriously, we got to get out there. We got to vote. We got to get this guy out of the office, man, because this shit is just going to keep on getting more and more egregious. This shit is going to keep on getting more and more outrageous.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? Disgusting. You know what I mean? And it's, and you know, at what point do you just draw a line? It's like it's like the people that support this dude don't even care that they're bigots.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like they putting it in people's faces, bro. Yeah. Like, yeah. We bigots. We don't really care how y'all feel about
it. You know, some people are like,
yeah,
oh, we're so glad that this time came about now because we're able to see who is really who.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm just like, I don't really like that.
Right.
Because it's just this whole evil spirit.
No question.
Yeah. That we see that I don't want to see. Like, y'all go ahead and do that shit behind closed doors.
And
keep
it's no
over there.
There's no empathy.
You know, there ain't no empathy at all.
There's no empathy for it. There's no understanding. There's no want to understand.
Yeah, I guess it's cool for those that are supposed to be spreading, for all of those that,
no doubt,
that understand that we're supposed to be spreading love, positivity, and, you know, the whole gospel.
Right. But they think that's
now
socialism.
Now we know, like, where to go,
yeah,
you know, like, who to talk to because they out here now. But at the same time, these people, they're not really receptive of it.
You know, and it's very difficult to try to talk to somebody on those terms because everything that you might profess to be, you know, goodness, or, you know what I'm saying, just like well-being of your fellow man, is like, nah, that's socialism.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or no, that's communism.
Yeah.
Or that's, you know, that's the reason that I,
you can't,
it's like, you can't
reason with them.
You can't reason with them, bro.
Perfect,
you know what I'm saying?
Way.
Talk to me. So look, definitely gonna get into that. But no, I definitely gotta reiterate, man. Please, if you haven't already, yo, the election is Tuesday. You know what I mean? Today is Sunday, so let's get this thing together, man. Go out there, do what you can do, man.
Let's
make your voice be heard. You know what I mean? Let's get this clown up out of here, man. Even if you think Joe Biden is incoherent, or even if you think that man is old or antiquated or whatever he might have said in the past, listen, man, he ain't the other dude. You know what I mean? For all of his shortcomings, he ain't the other dude. So let's get this thing right, all right? So let's get right into it, man. So let's get into it. What mark we at? What mark we at, host?
Yeah,
we
10 good? Minutes.
10?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all straight. We good. New Beginnings, man. Reason. Hell of a press run right now too, man, because I've been, you know, I'm tapped in, like I'm sure y'all tapped in. Y'all know what's going on. Breakfast Club interviews, JBP interviews, all that, you know. He's on a hell of a tear right now, just breaking down. And I'm of the belief, man, if I can't rock with you as far as I see you as a person, you know what I mean, as an artist, or how you project yourself to be, you know, in the public eye, I can't really get behind your music. Like,
yeah, same here.
That's just what it is. If you a bozo, if Obama's a bozo, to me, I can't get behind his music. I can't get behind his you know, his movement or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? So definitely, you know, I want to commend, you know, people who I think, you know, put their best foot forward in terms of, you know, just making themselves presentable and palatable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To their
fan
base.
Shout out to Reason, man.
Shout out to Reason, bro.
Shout out to Reason, dog.
Shout out to the guy Reason, man. Shout out to the God, man, because that dude is doing his thing right now, you know, and just having that TDE cosign is reason enough. You know what I'm saying? Having that TDE cosign is something special. You know what I mean? Because that's a roster that I don't think anybody would want to play with. That's like reminiscent of, you know what I'm saying?
That's heavy, yo.
96 really, Death Row type shit. You know what I'm saying?
But I really like what they're doing now with Dreamville and TDE. Like, they really...
They doing it,
yeah, bro. They bringing back yeah, like that old school, like crew yeah, mentality, you know. Yeah.
And that's what it feel like, you yeah, know what I mean. And you gotta be cut from a certain
and
cloth to even get down with the crew,
right?
For real,
crazy
for
thing
real
is that
yeah,
I like what J. Cole did and the whole Dreamville when they brought in some TDE folks.
Oh
that,
yeah, yeah.
The last album,
yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Dreamville had that album
the
that came out,
the Revenge of the Dreamers.
Yeah,
yep. Yep.
So
that whole compilation was crazy.
That joint was crazy, son.
Crazy. I think I did an episode on that joint too, bro.
Yeah,
yeah, I had to, man. I had to because Boss is one of my favorite artists right now.
Boss
is one of my favorite artists right now.
I like him.
So shout out to the Dreamville, but you know, the TDE family over there, man. Those dudes is killers, bro.
You know what really, for real. I think I got on, I caught on to Reason probably like 2 years ago.
Word. So you've been tapped in a while. I seen the name, but I haven't really seen enough buzz to really, you know, tap in before I saw.
That's how it
before
be.
New Beginnings.
That's how it
dropped.
Be. But you know, I don't know what it was, man. If I was on SoundCloud or if, like, I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
But like, there was a song that just randomly came on one day,
and that shit knocked. That shit.
And I was like,
yeah,
the song was crazy.
Yeah.
But what caught me for real was the voice.
Yeah,
because Reason
tone.
Got
yeah,
Reason got that voice. That voice is like,
yeah,
who is that?
yeah.
It's crazy.
And yo, I heard Hov say one time, man, that most of the time, good music just comes from having an artist with a dope voice.
Mm-hmm.
If you sound dope saying what you're saying, then people gonna wanna listen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like
you could be on some bullshit, but if your voice sound like you're supposed to be
good,
on the track,
it's catch.
That shit is going
has to.
It's going go crazy. It's going to do numbers. So
that's what got
yeah,
me.
Yeah, Reason. And listening to his Breakfast Club interview, bro. That shit was really dope, and it was eye opening too, because the dude was like, "Yo, I've been grinding a long time."
Yeah.
So if you really, you know, tap in with his discography, you know what I'm saying? You got some homework. You know
but
what
yo,
I'm saying?
But ain't
like,
that
seriously?
Ain't that the common story though for a lot of artists and just people in general?
In
that
general,
been, that you yeah, see now that make it,
mm-hmm,
like they've been grinding for the last
they
10
don't
years
quit
or so.
They just do you not know? Quit.
And, yeah, and it's just like within the last few months or years,
straight up,
that you're like, oh, that, yeah, I know him. I know him. Like, yo, he's dope. Like, Sir.
Yeah.
Sir been grinding for a minute.
Sir been doing
his
thing
brother,
as an engineer.
Been grinding for a
no
minute.
No question. It was you wild. Know? I didn't even know these Bammers was brothers until, and that was so, that's even more dope because he didn't look for a cosign from his brother.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He was like, nah, my brother dope, but I'm dope too, though.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And just thugged it out his way. You
man,
know what
I
mean?
I fell in love with D Smoke's music.
Yeah.
Off of the Netflix show.
Right. Yeah.
It was just something about him. I was like, yo, this dude is colder than anybody else on this
the
show.
Way, yeah,
period.
Just his vibe is
like
and that comes
Colossus,
from knowing
I
yourself.
I don't really, you know what I mean, he's cool, but like yeah, he ain't it,
bro.
You know,
that comes from knowing yourself, bro.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Before you make a record, before you an artist, or before you, you know, a professional in anything that you're doing, you got to know who you are as a
yep,
person. You know what
yep,
I'm saying?
And
I feel like the dude just is secure in his personhood.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
And Reason is the same way.
Reason is all them top dog dudes. It's like, bro, they would be doing that if they wasn't signed a top.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? Which is, I mean, that shit just makes for dope music. Makes for, you know
man,
what I'm saying? And then when they all collaborate, it just makes for even iller dynamic.
Yeah.
When you really dissect the music. So getting into this joint, now it's a little bit longer. You know what I'm saying? And well, not really. I mean, it's 48 minutes, but it got 14 tracks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And from what I heard, you know, from most of these joints, you know, Pop Shit goes crazy with Schoolboy Q, speaking of collaboration. The joint that he got with Rhapsody, shout out to Rhapsody and Jamila. Yo, you know what I mean?
Big love.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Jamila, man. I got peoples over there at Jamila too, man. So Sundown of Actual Proof, you know what I mean? Ninth Wonder, the big homie. Yo, they got some tracks over there, you know what I mean? But for the most part, you know, I Can Make It with Rhapsody on there. That shit did numbers. Flick It Up with Absol.
Yep.
The video, you know what I mean? The visuals to that shit was tight as fuck. You know what I mean? Definitely got to get that one up. Sauce with Vince Staples is one of those joints that you got to replay over and over again. And just getting into to reasons, you know, the way that he approaches his process, as far as I can tell, you know what I mean? As far as I can understand, you know, an artistic process. The storytelling that he got on there is solid.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
you know
he's
what I mean.
Been a storyteller, yo.
Storytelling is solid. You know
always
what I mean.
Been like that.
And especially, you know, in an era where it's really just about how hot you can make the music.
Yep.
You know what I mean. When storytelling is not, you know, one of those facets of the culture that people really put a lot of emphasis on.
Right.
Just because, you know, it don't really make for a hot single. You see what I'm saying? It don't really make for a hot single. So, and if your music is a bunch of singles, you know, condensed into under an hour.
Right.
Storytelling ain't one of those things that's really held in the high esteem, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, to hear how he put these stories together and hear how he put the music together, just, you know, I don't know if Soundwave is the producer, or if he got like,
oh, I don't know,
you know, a list of producers that he rocks with.
Yeah,
but,
I don't know who produced the joint, but
bro, Soundwave is like the in-house producer over there.
Yeah.
And I know Ali is the engineer. You know what I mean? And Ali is that dude that, you know, he gonna make sure everything that comes out under that Top Dog imprint is gonna have a consolidated, you know what I'm saying, sound and a, you know what I mean? That, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, like the motif is gonna be on point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The palette of the music is gonna sound on point. And that's the thing. No beat on this joint sounded like it wasn't supposed to be on it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like every single one of these joints sounded like it was supposed to be there and it's supposed to play and when it's supposed to play. You know what I mean?
That's the part of storytelling that,
yeah,
that is so important. I feel like some people miss it.
Yeah.
I get tired of listening to albums that,
yeah,
like there's no consistency in, right, the way that they tell the story and, yeah, the beat structure of it either. I'm, right, like, just like, I'm like, whoa,
I'm good on it.
What you,
yeah,
doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What are you doing?
You know what I mean?
You messing, mm-hmm, with my vibe right now.
No question. No question.
I'm about to have to put down your whole album. So.
Hey, that's what it's supposed to, you know what I'm saying? And that's the thing, bro. And that's what make the music so distinguishable. It's like you can hear some tight shit and be like, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's it.
That's it.
You know exactly what you hear when you hear some dope shit. Mm-hmm. But if that shit wax sauce,
I can tell.
You can tell almost immediately.
Mm-hmm. I tell people all the time,
mm-hmm,
when I'm listening to a song, if you don't catch me within the first 3 seconds,
mm-hmm,
it ain't for me.
Yeah, that ain't it.
I'm sorry.
That's how executives feel too, bro. So when, you know what I'm saying, if you're not going the independent route and you're, right, looking for these deals, that's probably why the integrity of the music. Oh, I mean, we can catchy. Put that together and you know for sure that's why it is. You know what, yeah, I'm saying? Because the integrity, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Artistic integrity ain't got shit to do with a check.
Yeah.
When you, yeah, try to just chase a bag.
Facts.
A lot of these dudes could care less about integrity.
They,
you know what I mean?
That, man.
And that's the thing, man. And I want to say this real quick, yo. Dick riding is not a form of transportation. It will not get you to where you're trying to go. So please, to all my brothers out there that think dick riding is going to get you to where you're trying to go, I would beg to differ, my brother. And there's a clear, distinct difference between supporting what you think is dope and rocking with it and just nut hugging. You know what I'm saying? Because last I checked, the scrotum sack don't have arms. You understand what,
ooh,
I'm saying?
Ooh.
Hey, dog, you. Hey, bro. Comedy style. Hey, bro. That's a fact, bro. Listen, if capping is at an all-time high, dick riding is not a form of transportation. I want to let that be known.
Say, bro, it again, gang.
Say it again. My boy over there fooling, bro. Listen, man. Listen, if you not nut hugging, then you should not be offended when we tell you that nuts don't hug back. And dick riding is not a form of transportation. Quote me on that. Straight up. But we gonna get back into this reason thing. You dig what I'm saying? What's another standout joint, man, that I was really feeling on there, man? Slow Down. Slow Down is one of those joints. Fall. I like the messaging behind Fall too, man. You know what I'm saying? About female MCs. That one really, you know, had me thinking, you know, a lot about, you know, shit that they gotta deal with as female MCs.
Yeah, I really liked the background that Reason gave on the Breakfast Club interview too about that joint. Because I was thinking when I was listening to the song, to the record,
no question,
I was like, yo, rap was just on the last song. Mm-hmm. It would have been dope if you had brought her on this joint.
Yeah.
But what Reason was saying is that he felt like he captured everything that he wanted to capture
from his
perspective and the perspective of, I guess, other women that he's spoken to before.
You know,
so it would have been like overkill.
To
bring another MC, a female MC on there.
Right.
Because, you know, part of me feels like we've heard the female MC side of the story.
No doubt.
You know?
No doubt.
So I feel like it's at some point we got to hear what the males are thinking about it.
Yeah.
I don't know if
not from a objective sort of way.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's not even like that.
Yeah.
It's just like
a lot of the time I think females or female MCs or females in general that are fans of the culture, you know, and justifiably so. I don't wanna make it seem like, you know, they have no reason to feel a kind of way about it.
Of course.
But I think for sure, like, you know, the narrative for the longest time has always been that males objectify, you know, women in the culture. And that's definitely a fact. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I think where people might get hung up is that, you know, hip hop doesn't perpetuate these. Well, we, to an extent, we might, but we didn't create these things. You know what I mean? These are proven formulas of selling any product.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? So we not necessarily exclusive in the fact that, you know, women are objectified in the culture. And it's even dope to some extent to see, you know, females reclaim some of that power and then, you know, to give it back. But, you know, we gotta call a spade a spade. It's like, you know, I can't identify with it, which is why I don't really rock with it, you know. And not to say that I don't appreciate female MCs, because I definitely do. But, you know, it's just, you know, I can't really identify with, you know, getting a woman to, you know, pay all my bills and pay my student loans and, you know what I'm saying, and all that kind of thing, and, you know, she ain't even my girl, like, you know what I'm saying, type of thing. So I can't really identify with it, but if it makes you feel powerful, cool. But, you know, I think just stepping outside of just like the dynamics of the culture, you know, and how we have a tendency to objectify women, just to see or hear an artist have a perspective on how hard it is, you know what I mean, as a female artist, and empathize with that plight, was dope to see. You know what I'm saying? To see how you put that together in the record, especially after having, like you said, bro, Rhapsody on the song just before that.
Prior, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So that was definitely
powerful,
dope to see, man. Super powerful, you know what I mean? And Rhapsody got bars, like, you know what
I'm
saying?
She's the hardest MC, female MC right now.
No question.
And Reason was like, she's actually top five.
Of rappers, period.
Of rappers.
I wouldn't go that far. Right, I got a lot of love and respect for Rhapsody, but, you know, I think that it's pretty crowded at the
top. I wouldn't necessarily go that far.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't go that far.
But she's definitely the best MC.
She's cold, though.
Female MC.
No doubt about it. She's the best female MC for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Ain't nobody,
you know what I'm saying?
And Cardi B, Meg
Cardi
Thee Stallion,
dope too, though.
They not up there with her. Like, they not on their top five.
Cardi,
on my top five.
I say Cardi makes good music.
Yeah.
I like Cardi's music. You know what I'm saying? Now, if we're talking about rapping, like bars, you gotta
stop. Like lyricist?
Nah, you gotta stop.
It's not.
Nah, you gotta knock it off.
That ain't.
And, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta knock it off.
You gotta knock it off. You know what I mean? And even Megan, like, Megan do her thing. Like, she makes good music too. Like, you know what I mean? I like the tone of her voice. I like, you know what I'm saying? I can't fuck with her subject matter. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it is what it is. It's just I can't identify with it.
Right.
Which is just me as a consumer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not that I knock her as an artist. I just don't. I can't get behind it because I, you know, it ain't for me. You know what I'm saying?
I'd like to.
Ooh. Hey, bro, I'm not fucking with you today, dog. This nigga's funny. Hey, bro. Nah, for real, yo. But now Rhapsody got bars.
Yeah.
Vince Staples. I want Vince Staples to go a little harder than what he been going, because that last album Vince Staples put out, Big Fish. I don't know if you heard the joint.
Mm-hmm.
It was like on some 1980s electric boogaloo type, you know what I'm saying? White gloves, pop lock, fedora, moonwalk type silly shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I
couldn't
really, like
really fuck with it.
I feel like he was trying to expand his horizon.
Yeah, which is respectable. I can rock with that.
You know, I say this about artists.
Yeah.
Especially when people, they're like, oh, I don't like this. I don't like
right,
that.
Right.
I'm just like, look, the artist is at a certain place in their life, just like right. how you are.
Right.
You ain't an artist, so don't nobody know what you're going through.
Right, okay? No doubt.
But
yeah,
the artist,
yeah.
they have a duty to go out there and just tell right. their story
and
wherever they're at currently.
And grow as an artist,
you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. whatever they come out with is what they come out with. That's mm-hmm. what they were feeling.
Right, right.
So, I
right.
mean, yeah, you're a consumer and you're, mm-hmm. your opinion is
right. it's valid.
It's yeah, valid. Yeah,
to an extent.
To an extent,
yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You have a right to express your opinion, but
right.
the fact of the matter is they're making this body of work because mm-hmm. this is where they at currently.
That's where they at, yeah.
So
yeah.
I just wasn't feeling the Vince Staples joint.
The last Big Fish.
Yeah,
the
like I wasn't
joint.
Feeling that.
Yeah, Big Fish.
And
yeah.
I don't know whatever the other uh-huh. features he's been on, but I feel like he hasn't been really going in like how
yeah.
I would. I'm used to hearing him.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
Because that summer, what's that joint called? Summer 06?
Summer 06.
Oh my God.
Yeah, crazy,
that
right?
That shit's
crazy.
Crazy. Bro. Crazy.
And that's like,
bro.
That's. Classic
yeah.
Vince Staples.
Vince
right
Staples
there.
Got some shit. You know what I mean?
So like,
yeah, man. And
I know we all want artists yeah. to like return to
right, right. But like but Jay said, bro, if you want to hear my old shit, buy my
go
old
listen
album.
To it.
You know what I'm
exactly.
saying? Yeah,
exactly.
To your point you was making before, bro.
Broke.
It's like you know you gotta grow as an artist.
Just you know,
you gotta grow as a person.
Watch the development.
No question.
So,
no question.
All, don't critique too hard. You know
exactly.
Because what if somebody was over here pinpointing, mm-hmm. cutting and pasting out of your own life,
no
your
question.
Own story?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you'd be pissed too.
You'd be so blown. Yeah, you'd be blown.
It's like relax.
It's like you gotta. It's like reviews at work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you gotta sit before the review board and shit.
Right.
Niggas is critiquing your every shit. You're like, damn, I ain't even a word.
Yeah.
I just don't. So now when I go back to work, all that shit gonna be in the back of my head. Like, you know what I mean? But those are solid points, bro. And but Vince Staples, man, he caught a body on that on number 10 on the album Sauce. You know what I mean? And JID, you know what I mean, definitely did his thing on Extinct. So, you know, I'm still processing. I'm still sitting with the project, you know what I mean? Didn't get a Kendrick verse on there. Speaking of Kendrick albums, we should probably touch on that too a little bit later. But since
yeah.
we on TDE.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, we didn't get a Kendrick verse mm-hmm. on this joint. Ab Soul caught a body on Flick It Up.
Yep.
Oh my God. Yeah, he caught a body on that. And they was representing for Carson Heavy on Flick It Up number 10.
Yeah,
I mean number 9. But yeah, for sure, bro. Like we got some abs. We got some Kendrick ad libs on a few of these joints. On one of them mm-hmm. joints too. I can't remember which track it was.
Wasn't it Flick It Up?
Nah, I don't think
it
was
up, right?
Flick It Up. It was one of them joints. I'm still, like I said, man, I'm still digesting it. I'm still, you know,
with
riding around
stop.
To it. It might, yeah, it was Showstop. That's what it was.
I think it was Showstop.
Man, you got hands like Larry Fitzgerald. Trying to tell you, man, he just caught the shit out of that. For sure, man. It was Showstop. So yep. we got some ad libs on that joint, man. So we still sitting, waiting patiently
heard
for a Kendrick
from
album.
Him, you know, and then,
you know what I mean?
And then we got him. On the next topic.
No question.
On the next album. So
no question.
You know, that was he killed it on Bust album.
Who's that? Oh, Kendrick? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They went in. I
yeah,
think that's
man.
My favorite song on that joint.
On that whole album?
I think so.
I mean, listen, let's segue right into it, man. Extinction Level Event 2, man, from my man Bust. From Busta Rhymes, man. Yo, shout out to the and Bust. Bus, I don't think gets the credit that he deserves, you know what I'm saying, as being one of those dudes that never disappoints. You know what I'm saying? I don't think Busta Rhymes has ever dropped a whack album. Like, never. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's been
That's
putting out
I'm
music
saying.
Since 91, bro. Since 91, bro.
Yeah.
This dude has been consistent, not only, you know, like, lyrically, but, you know what I'm saying, not only as an artist, but as a performer, bro. He's known to be, like, one of the best performers, like, of all time, bro.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that's right.
You bring that dude out onto a stage.
Yeah.
Who's following Busta Rhymes, bro? On a, you know what I'm saying? Like, on a stage.
But that's his whole thing, though.
Yeah.
That's his thing. Like, his MO is, if I come on stage, I'm killing it.
He's
Nobody needs
it,
to come
bro.
On after me.
Period.
Just go ahead, shut the building down.
Yeah, bro.
And let
he's
me
never
out.
He's never missed. He's never missed since going solo from Leaders of the New School, bro. Busta Rhymes has, I think, you know, has always remained consistent, number one. He's never gone too long without a body of work.
Mm-hmm.
And then every time he does drop, it's like, yo, it's nuts. Like, you know what I'm saying? From the features to the production to how he's rhyming on the joints and just rapping. Let's just talk about rapping. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck all of the other shit like that comes with it. Can you rap at the end of the day? Like, that's like it. Grandmaster Caz about, said, bro. You know what I'm saying? From the Cold Crush Brothers.
Yeah.
It don't really matter what car you driving, how many chains you got, you know what I'm saying? Your status or none of that. Can you rhyme, bro? Can you rap? You know what I'm saying? Can you rap? And I think, like, listening to what Reason was saying, because there's so many different ways you can package yourself as a product, as a, you know what I'm saying, as an artist these days, that sometimes the last thing niggas is worried about is the music.
Rapping. Yeah.
It's rapping. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think, man, we really gotta, uphold the standards in the culture, bro. This dude, Busta, bro, has remain consistent just in terms of rapping. You know what I'm saying? So I think Tip was right not to take that battle, because he know for sure, like, you know what I'm saying? You gonna put a catalog. Tip been rapping for what? Like 20 years? Let's say 20, something 21 like years?
Yeah.
Bust been rapping for about 30. What is Tip gonna play, you know what I'm saying, when Put Your Hands Where My Eyes Can See drops? You know what I'm saying? Or when Dangerous drops?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or when Touch It drops.
Right. I was about to say Touch It. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
That's like the last joint that he got to play.
I mean, think of Scenario. What is he going to do when Busta Rhymes plays Scenario from Tribe? You know what I'm saying? What is he going to do when, I mean, my man has hits. Pastor Cavassier, what are you going to do? These is hits, bro. You know what I'm saying? The joint that he got with Janet. These joints is hits, my nigga. Like,
yo, there's nothing he could do.
You know, he's, I mean, Tip got some, Tip got a body of work. You know what I'm saying?
Too, but like,
but yo, I'm just saying, man.
I just feel like
Bus got generations under his belt.
Yeah,
for real.
I just feel like when we talking about like rapping.
Yeah, just bars. Yeah.
I feel like Bus got the flavor,
bro. Look at me now.
Yeah, he did. He got
that verse on Chris Brown's "Look at Me Now."
You know, he did. He hit one of those lines in one of these new songs that he put out.
Oh my god!
And like, he just went into a whole nother thing. I was
bro. My nigga, when I tell you, bro, Bust is not one of those niggas that you play with, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I think people might think that it's sweet because he's so humble.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's speaking of Humbly Radio. You know what I'm saying? The nigga, you know what I mean? He's so humble that the dude don't really get the credit he deserves as being like a killer when it comes to this rap shit.
But
like,
you know, I'm cool with that.
Right.
I'm cool with that, yo. Cause you already know New York niggas, they known for being boastful and braggadocious.
Oh, yeah, braggadocious.
And
stuff, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And like, when you see the dudes like Nas and Bus, that kind of just chill.
They swing their sword and they go home.
Yeah, bro. They go home.
They
like,
catch a body and they go home.
Yeah, yeah. And they'll never talk about it. You'll never know.
Mm-mm.
15 seconds after you done, they're like, yo, what you talking about?
I think we might have to name this joint the album episode, bro, because we got to get back to albums. Reason, Busta, these bodies of work, these are like albums. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is where I am artistically. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to offer this up to people who, you know, support, you know, who patronize the business. You know what
That's
I'm
right.
saying?
That's right.
My man Busta dropped, this joint is 1 hour and 18 minutes. So he didn't care about what the formula is these days. He didn't care about that. And he shouldn't have to care about that. You know what I'm saying? He's not that type of artist, bro. You know what I mean? So from the production on this shit, the production is unbelievable, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's from the intro.
I was
like, what is
to having
all kind of explosions and blasts.
You know what I'm saying? It was like, it's like a movie, bro.
Yeah,
it's like an audio flick. It's like an audio movie.
That's exactly what it was.
You know what I mean? And I think Busta, he's cut from that cloth where, you know, you had to be a well-rounded artist. You know what I'm saying? For niggas to really give you that type of respect back then. You know what I'm saying? And even now, well, not even now, but you know what I mean? He's still cut from that cloth. So to hear where he is with it is just crazy. You know what I'm saying? He ain't dropped the ball not one bit. Having Chris Rock, you know, narrate the joint.
Yep.
You know what I mean? That was another one of those, you know, little elements that goes into creating a sonic experience. You know what I mean?
Yep.
The features on this joint, you know, featuring the Honorable Brother Minister Louis Farrakhan. He got a track called Master Farad Muhammad, Peace Be Upon Him. You know what I'm saying? That joint, You with Anderson .Paak, might be my favorite joint on there, bro.
Yeah, that joint was crazy.
Yes, it was.
We were just
crazy.
Talking about Anderson .Paak last.
Anderson been working. Yeah, Anderson been working for sure.
He going in.
Anderson be working, bro. Look over your shoulder. Oh, Rakim. Oh, for sure. Rakim Allah was on there.
Yeah.
No question. You know what I mean? Peace to the God.
Rap was on there.
Rhapsody's on there. Yeah, Rhapsody is on there.
Yo, one of the craziest jokes.
Talk
bro.
To me, bro. Yeah.
Vibes Cartel.
Oh, Vibes Cartel. Yeah, you know. Vibes Cartel. Bus is Jamaican.
Yeah. Like, so that was very dope that he mm-hmm. came out with that joint, cause you know the Jamaicans, they go hard for they Vibes, go crazy, yo. Bro.
Vibes Cartel is that.
They go
man.
Hard for that nigga, and yeah, I feel like
is Vibes still locked up?
Yeah, he's gonna be locked up for a minute. I think he just won an appeal or something like that.
I would hope so. Or like Vibes got to come home.
I don't know if he won an appeal or like he won. I don't know. He won something, so now he's able to like positive in his case. Retry.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, his case or something like that. So
you gotta chill on that skin bleach, but you know what I'm saying. but my man definitely gonna come home and do it the right way.
Yo,
you know what I mean?
But like this nigga making moves. He making moves in jail, in prison. Like it's crazy.
Yeah, man. Buju did the same thing, bro. Yeah. Buju came home and he's moving right now.
I feel like Vibes is gonna get out sometime soon.
I hope
bro.
So, bro. You know,
I feel like it because it's just he bring too much attention, too much money. Yeah. To the island, bro.
It's no and shout out to Jamaica, man. My mom is from Mandeville, Jamaica. You know what I mean? Boom. Shout out to Manchester High School. Y'all
big
know
up yourself.
You know what I mean? Shout out to the island. You know what I mean?
Fire!
my man's over here, the bearded host. You know what I'm saying? His peoples is Jamaican as well.
That
knew what I'm saying? So they already know what it is, man. They don't know. But yeah, man, shout out to the whole island, man. Shout out to Jamaica, sir. You know what I mean?
Look over your shoulder, though.
Yeah, look over your shoulder is one of them joints with Kendrick. And Kendrick's don't flow on that know, joint is crazy.
Baby, yeah.
Kendrick's Mike. Flow on that joint is crazy.
Yo, you know that he got the original joint.
He got the original sample?
He got the original sample, bro.
From Mike's
Jackson
Estate?
5, yes.
Oh, wow. Yo.
And you know how crazy it is to get them?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Because
they hold them
like
joints
a year.
Tight.
2 years, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, I don't know how he did
Michael.
That. I don't know how he did that, but like, he did it. You know what I mean? I feel like Bust is one of those artists that he's one of the select few that could actually tap in and get a record like that.
Right.
Like one of the few.
Right.
You know,
I mean, you got to think about it, bro. I mean, it's because he's a legacy artist.
That's what I'm
saying. Because he's been moving for so long. You know what I mean?
And that, he got the respect. Like, no. I think it's the
he
respect
got the pull to do it.
Thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
he got the pull to do
just
it.
Just the way that you treat other people, your work ethic.
No question.
The work that you actually put out.
No question.
You know, they can't. Like, if I'm an artist, like from back in the 70s, 80s.
No question.
Right? Or even 90s. I'm not giving my sample to like a little Yachty or something. You know what I mean? Like,
right,
not
right.
to disrespect them, but.
Yeah, no, just the Yachty, but you know.
You know, it's just like. It's
we're not gonna do that.
It's just the level of work that I was putting out and what I represent.
Right.
I don't necessarily want it to be used on somebody else's track.
Right.
That doesn't embody the same thing that I do.
Or it's not going, you know, have the sample held in the highest esteem.
Right. Or
like,
it's
you know
not gonna
saying?
Further the movement, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, certain things just don't make sense.
Nah,
and I feel like. Him getting that sample,
I'm with you, bro.
It's just it means that there's a connection there. They saw something.
Yeah.
So
no question, man.
Big up to Busta Rhymes.
That
for
dude
that, yo.
Definitely got you know years under his belt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And time committed to this. He's a master of his craft, bro. Busta is a master of his craft, and you know it's sort of like when you think about his contributions to the culture. You know what I mean? Him and Missy probably had the best videos of the 90s and early the late 90s early 2000s.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Busta Rhymes and Missy had the best visuals.
Are they both from Brooklyn?
Missy is from Virginia.
She's from Virginia.
She's from
right?
VA. Yeah, okay. She's from Hampton, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, that's right.
I think she's from either Hampton or like Norfolk, like, you know what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
that's right. Something like
that.
Yeah,
she's from VA. You know what I mean? But Bus is from Flatbush.
Flatbush,
yeah,
okay.
He's from Brooklyn. Yeah, for sure. And just got years and years in it, man. Like, so I don't know if he got a you know a budget for the visuals that he want to drop for this, but shit, bro, get that shit done, man. Because Busta Rhymes is one of them kings of the culture right now that I think you know should always be giving his flowers while he can smell them. You know what I mean? So one last thing that I wanted to touch on, man, before we get up out of here, bro, I wanted to talk about so T.I. and Jeezy. You know, speaking of Tip, T.I. and Jeezy, bro, these dudes, man, they got the verses coming up.
Yeah, when is that? Like
they got the verses coming up.
Like that, or 20?
What's today? The first?
Yeah, I don't
today's
remember what date it is.
Hopefully everybody got home and safe, you know what I mean, from wilding out for Halloween, you know what I'm saying? Last night was a long night for all of us, I'm sure. But, you know, party safe, do your thing, wore your mask, you know what I'm saying, until it was time. You know what I mean?
They talking about this week about to be the purge, so who knows?
Oh, shit. I wouldn't doubt it at all, especially if Trump. And you know what's crazy, bro? Speaking of politics, they got Dave Chappelle to be the host of SNL.
SNL, yo.
The week after we find out who's going
to
be the next president.
That's about to be hilarious.
You know what I mean? Hopefully that's not a sign of things to come. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would hope not, bro.
Yeah, man.
God, I would hope not, bro. We can't do 4 more years of this dumbass. You know what I'm saying? Because this nigga's crazy.
One of my homegirls just texted me saying she saw the protest on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
Just a while ago,
bro.
So.
I saw it was a procession back to back to back to back, at least a mile long with all Trump supporters, bro. So this shit ain't a joke, bro. So I mean, the purge might be happening, but we diverted. We deviated like shit off the topic, but
Jeezy and T.I.
Tip and Jeezy, man. Tip and Snowman, man. So who you got, man? T.I. Who you got, Tip or Snow?
I gotta go.
Cause my decision might be based on your decision. I don't know. I might have to slow down and think about
it. Here's the thing, yo.
Yeah.
I feel like just based on what I was exposed to early on.
Yeah.
T.I. got my vote.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because
right.
T.I. was. I feel like he just got more pull in the industry.
Mm.
You know, Jeezy mm-hmm. was kind of laid back and he did his thing. He was he's a hustler, but he was very humble with it. T.I. Right. came in, he was like, nah, nigga, I'm the king of the South.
Straight up.
Like, he wasn't playing he's around king of the with South, it, bro. You know? So yeah. I think that because of who he is, mm-hmm. People gravitated towards him.
Mm-hmm.
You dig what I'm saying?
You dig. But check this out, bro. Here's my thing. Here's my thing, dog. Like if you really study the craft, bro. And come on, man. I know you do. So what I'm telling you is probably not even going to come as a shock. But like I think Tip, in terms of just like industry pull, you absolutely right. Yeah. Tip got a little bit more industry pull than Snow and Jeezy, does. You know what I'm saying? And Jeezy does. But in terms of street credibility, like Gangsta Grills, you know what I'm saying, DJ Drama, DJ Don Cannon, and Tip got a few, you know, Gangsta Grills himself, because DJ Drama was his DJ, you know what I'm saying, for a long time, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So it's gonna be an interesting battle. I think, me personally, I would not be surprised. Jeezy got hits, bro.
He got hits. That's
go
what I'm
crazy.
Saying. Like, they
you know what I'm saying,
hits, bro.
My president is black. R.I.P. I mean, Jeezy got hits, bro. You know what I'm saying? He got hits, underground mixtape hits.
Yeah.
But if we talking about just radio hits,
T.I. definitely got him.
Tip got him,
so
bro.
So I want to see what the track list look like.
Yeah,
like,
and even album. I mean, Jeezy got some features too, bro. But you know, I just don't know what Jeezy gonna play when, you know what I'm saying, when My Love from Justin Timberlake drop.
Yeah.
He got one of them.
Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like it's an even match.
You think so?
I feel like
I don't know what Jeezy is going to play when Tip drops Swagger Like Us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But knowing the history of these artists and the music that they've made, I just feel like it's an even match.
Okay.
Like, even if they don't play the songs that we feel like, yo, you should have played, they still made it,
right?
And it still came out, like, we heard it, so we know what they got.
Yeah, and it's about the track list too.
The track,
because you can only play 20.
Yeah, so the track list is very important for the battle.
Tip got more than 20.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, bruh, if they wanted to do a 40 track,
oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just saying, I think it would have been a little bit more dynamic had it been Bust and T.I.
T.I., right.
You know what I'm saying? But Jeezy, I think we sleeping on Jeezy a little bit too, bro.
I feel like it just don't match up. It just don't match up with the narrative with Bust and T.I. Like, how do you paint that story, you know? Because T.I. is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's known for being a little braggadocious and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, out there getting his thing done.
Yeah.
And Bust always just been like, you know what I mean? I'm a showman, but I'm also reserved.
For
like,
sure, for sure. Like,
respect me for my work.
But when it's time to, you know what I mean, to go out there and get the shit done, bro, it's not too many people that's seen Busta Rhymes, bro.
It would have made sense for T.I. and 50.
Yeah.
It would have made a little bit more sense. Just like, I could write that story.
For sure.
You know, but for Bust and T.I., I'm just like,
because Tip been throwing shots at a fish. You know what I mean? Tip been like, yo, I want to get this work. Like, you know what I mean? Put your catalog against my catalog.
I'm the king of the South. I'm the king of the East Coast. You know, so I could write that story easy.
Right.
But I'd have to force it with Bust, because he don't even come out on that kind of energy.
But I know, for me as a consumer, I'd be like, oh, this is easy. Well, probably not easy work, but it's work.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know what I'm saying? But that's the thing. Who would realistically be able to really hold their own against Busta Rhymes,
bro? Against Bust?
Like catalog for catalog. Like who's really seeing Busta Rhymes, bro? Because 50 only got like...
Nah, 50 can't go against.
50 only got like two albums. Forget about it. And then the rest of them joints. Curtis is after Curtis. Well, I'd say at Curtis. That shit's trash.
Forget about
it.
You
know what I mean? Well, not trash, but like, you know, that shit didn't
hit. It ain't resonate.
Yeah, nah, it didn't hit.
Nah, Bust...
Yeah, who's seen? I mean, who's
Busta Rhymes?
Who? I really couldn't. I'm drawing a blank, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like a legacy artist that got the catalog, that got the pull. You know what I'm saying? That can really
nobody,
give,
bro.
That
like
can really give
the
Busta
only
Rhymes.
One that kind of got a. I don't know. I can't even say.
I would. You know what?
I can't even say Twista. Like I can't.
I would probably say Nas. But Nas is a god MC though, bro. Like not that's like Nas don't really got club anthems like Bust do. And yeah. Even for real. And I love Nas. Nas is my favorite rapper all time.
Yeah. But, he just came out with a club album.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But Bust been doing that since 98.
Been doing it. So it's like you can't really put them together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm drawing a blank, bro.
So
I really
it's
couldn't
like,
tell.
Ain't nobody with Bust. Like, I'm sorry. Man, nah. He's just one of a kind,
that's
yo.
It. Yeah,
for
that's
real.
It,
like that's just what it comes down to.
But getting back to Tip and Jeezy, bro. I honestly think that, you know, it's gonna be a Tip night. That night is gonna go to Tip for sure. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
That's what I'm thinking.
And I rock with Snow heavy. You know what I mean? I rock with Jeezy heavy. Like when he was in that, you know, the drama between him and Gucci. Mm-hmm. And everybody was like, oh yeah, Guwap, yeah, Gucci. I'm like, all right, that's cool. Rock with him. I dig it. I hear you. Gucci ain't my cup of tea. Mm-hmm. Never been my cup of tea for real. You know what I'm saying? But I got a lot of respect for Guwap, you know what I mean? Yeah. But I don't blast his music like I do Jeezy.
I don't feel like,
you know what I'm saying?
Gucci is like the best rapper out there though.
No, I don't, like, I don't think he can rap. Like he can rap, but I don't think
he's like that. You know what I mean? Like he wouldn't be on my top five in the South.
No, he's not.
You know what I mean?
Me.
Like he just wouldn't.
He wouldn't be in my top five for Atlanta.
Yeah,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like Atlanta.
Yeah,
you know
I definitely
what I mean?
Got.
Nah, my top five for Atlanta. Not just off the top of my head, I would say Andre 3000.
Yep.
Shit, Big Boy. Well, let's say Outkast. Let's just say Outkast.
That's one.
That's one. Yeah, Outkast number one for me.
I was gonna say you can't leave.
I can't leave Big Boy off. Yeah, it'd be killing me how people just don't give Big Boy his credit.
Yeah.
Daddy Fat Sacks is that nigga.
Daddy
you know
Fat
what I'm
Sacks,
saying?
You know what I mean?
Outkast. Tip. Jeezy, you a fool. Ooh. Hey, bro, you know what I'm saying?
That's my trademark.
Y'all fucks with that shit, bro.
Yeah,
I say.
You got Tip, Outkast. Outkast. You got to have Killer Mike.
Killer Mike, yep. You already know. That's three.
I feel like 2 Chainz is on there.
Titty Boy, yeah. Yeah.
I feel like 2 Chainz got it.
2 Chainz is on there. Yep. For the city, for ATL. And one more, I got to give it to one of these new dudes, man. I want to say the Migos, but
no,
you know what I mean?
I can't do that.
I don't know, man. I feel like it's too many Atlanta cats. It's like,
yo, why am I tripping right now?
I say Jermaine Dupri, but I mean, he's a producer, right?
For producing the joints.
Ludacris. Ludacris, bro.
Ludacris,
bro. He from Atlanta. You got to give Ludacris, bro.
Yeah,
that's my top five.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's my top five, bro. Outkast,
that
Tip.
That makes sense. Where Lil Baby from?
Lil Baby is...
Oh, but we forgetting Thugger.
I think Lil Baby is from Atlanta.
We forgetting Thugger, though.
Ah, he gets honorable mention. But can you say honorable he's an Atlanta mention. GOAT?
No,
right now?
Not yet.
Yeah,
yet,
right now, yet. He's definitely doing
not
his
yet.
Thing for sure.
Yeah, not yet.
Yeah, so who's that? So we got Outkast, we got Tip, we got Killer Mike, Ludacris.
Teddy Boy and Ludacris.
2 Chainz, yeah. That's my top five.
That's solid.
From Atlanta, yeah. And that ain't even get into producers.
Yeah, like
you know what I mean? Jeezy definitely gets honorable mention.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Jeezy definitely gets honorable mention. Thugger gets honorable mention.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The Migos get honorable mention.
Uh-huh.
Shit, man, it's a lot, man. Savage is doing his thing right now, but we still got time to go. But yeah, man. What's the time mark we at, host? Where we at, bro?
50 minutes.
Oh, let's put a wrap on it then. Let's wrap it up then.
Just wrap it up.
So listen, man. Y'all got y'all homework assignments. Y'all know what it is, man. Reason, if you haven't heard that joint quite yet, go ahead and tap in with that. If you haven't heard that Extinction Level Event number 2 joint from Bus, go ahead and tap in with that. Man, go ahead and be sure to follow me at StayFreshJF. That's on Instagram. That's on Twitter and all that good stuff, man. Follow my man, the Bearded Host. You know what I mean? Follow Humbly Radio, man. This is A1 Alumni Productions. Man, until the next time we tap in, y'all, man, love, love, life. I'ma holler at y'all when I holler at y'all. All right, man? Peace and head grease, man. I'ma holler. I'm in the bathroom.
You're listening to Humbly Radio.
Radio.
Get the buddy straight up station. No joke about it.